never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world, observed anthropologist Margaret Mead. Indeed, she said it's the only thing that ever has. Her idea may seem quaint, but a bit naive in this age of moneyed special interests and tightly controlled mass media. Yet grassroots expression happens to be the essence of democracy, proclaims Jim Hightower. He's the colorful Texan in a cowboy hat and cowboy boots who travels the United States rallying citizens to challenge the policies of big government or big business whenever some heartless Goliath is threatening a vulnerable David. Jim Hightower served two terms as Agriculture Commissioner of the state of Texas. He writes a popular monthly newsletter, The Hightower Lowdown, and his latest book is entitled Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. He says citizen activists are all part of the deep American tradition of populism.
I really grew up in it, in the little town of Denison, Texas, where I was raised. My parents, both off of tenant farms, very, very poor people, managed to get to Denison, start a business, ended up with a Main Street newsstand there, and made a middle-class life for my brothers and myself, and gave us terrific opportunities. But, you know, my father used to always, you know, groan about having go hat in hand to the bankers. He knew about the power of the chain stores to drive his little business out, the Walmarts and those sort of things. He knew that the legislature was controlled by the oil industry and not by little people like him. Yet he would always say to us that you're no better than anybody else and nobody's any better than you are. So they had that egalitarian American spirit right in their gut, right in their heart, right on the tip of their tongues, always. And in fact, they were Depression people, came out of the Depression. And even though they made it in the American sense, never made money, but they made that middle-class possibility for us, they knew that they didn't make it on their own, that they had opportunities too, and that this was a great country that gave them things that other people in the world didn't get. And my father expressed his political philosophy, even though he didn't know he had a political philosophy, to me in these terms. He would say, Jim, everybody does better when everybody does better. And that's what's missing in
today's
society. All
boats rise.
Exactly. And then, of course, this populist spirit was also in the music. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys would come through that part of the country singing songs like Little Bee Sucks the Blossom, but the Big Bee Gets the Honey. Little Man Picks the Cotton, but the Big Man Gets the Money. The little church I went to, Methodist Church, often as not had the sermon taken from the scripture about the rich man going to heaven being about as likely as camel going through the eye of the needle. So there was a spirit. It was not pounded into you, but there was that whole element. Black blues was a part of my upbringing, which has a lot of hard luck songs and work songs and that sort of thing. Then I went off to college, only about 75 miles from where I grew up, and learned that this was called populism, that there had actually been a movement. And in fact, my area of the state had been something of a hotbed of that movement years ago. It's kind of now put way back in the, not taught in the public schools at all, way back even in the college texts. But I began to understand it. And then also I grew up during the period of the Civil Rights Movement and the Vietnam Movement. And so that fueled that sense of outrage, of injustice, propelled my politics. Ended up going to Washington, D.C., worked for a great U.S. Senator, Ralph Yarborough from Texas, a fighting Democratic populist, and then came back to Texas and began to write with the Texas Observer. I was editor there and brought that whole spirit, recognized finally what it was, and began to speak in terms of populism, that that's what was the core of the people of our state, and I even think now of the country, anti-establishment mavericks, but people with goodwill, just imbued with the founding ethic of our country, which I think is economic fairness, social justice, equal opportunity for all people, that those are the core values of who we are and uniquely as a nation, what grounds us. And it's finally expressed in terms of what I call the common good, the notion that we're all in this together.